Welcome to Drones Garage. I'm Jacob, and today is pretty interesting. We have Ashish and Satal from Microsoft Research, and we're going to talk about their project, which is AirSim, right? And so why don't you guys tell me a little bit more about this and everybody else about what you're doing, what AirSim is, how people could, and we'll talk about how people could get involved in what you guys are doing as well, right?
Yeah, definitely. Okay. Yeah, so thank you for having us. It's a great opportunity to showcase this project. So, I mean, I'll just give you a brief history of how we came about building this system. So we are part of Aerial Informatics and Robotics initiative at Microsoft Research. And the whole goal is to see how aerial robotics technology can be used effectively for positively influencing the society. And, you know, and one of the things that we realized that these aerial robotic platforms that includes quad rotors, gliders, any kind of UASs,
right,
you know, have this ability to get data at a scale that was not feasible beforehand, right?
Okay.
Right. And however, in order to make these things very effective, you need to give them some autonomous capability, right? So, for instance, sure, you know, it's fun to take a quad rotor, use your joystick and fly it around, but if you want to really make it useful, say scan a farm or scan a 3D structure, you need a little bit more autonomy. So consequently, you know, we started playing with the idea of how to enable artificial intelligence technologies into some of these platforms. And one thing we quickly realized is that training, testing, developing on these platforms is extremely hard, just because you have a quad rotor, and if your program makes a mistake, it can be very dangerous.
Yeah.
You know, you can crash your drones and there goes your, you know, expensive platform. And also all of these things add to complexities in the whole development cycle. You know, it has to be sunny and nice and less windy, right? All of those things. So consequently, we thought about how about let's try to make a simulator which is very realistic, both visually as well as in terms of the physics. So hopefully you can do all your development inside the simulator, and once you're comfortable, you feel ready, you press a button and the same program can be executed on your aerial robot that you'd like.
Right? Nice.
So that's the, you know, that's the overarching theme, right? And a couple of weeks ago we did an open source release of this the simulator, and as you can imagine that given the scope of this, the ambition of this project, which is trying to recreate physical reality in computer world, is one of the hardest tasks. So what we are hoping is that by having this open source community, people can contribute, they can build upon whatever we have provided in order to add functionalities, capabilities, etc., so that the system continues to grow and evolve.
Nice. Right?
So what I think we should do is, Sheetal, do you want to show that show the system?
Yeah, and then, yeah, sure.
Yeah, yeah, let's take a look at it.
Yeah. So this is our AirSim demo. First of all, let me show you our GitHub.
Okay.
So this is where all the code is. Anybody can download anytime, try it out. So currently, you will need software in loop or hardware in loop. But you know, if we are planning to make a new release, which will eliminate that as well. So if you just Xbox controller, you should be able to fly around the drone without PX4. So that's coming soon. And so let me show you quickly what are the features that we implemented so far.
Sure.
So as Ashish was saying, that you know we did a lot of crashes, right? Last summer so here, one of the things that we wanted to do was obstacle avoidance, for example, right? So,
okay.
So imagine a human, right? When we walk around, we don't bump into walls, right? We know that, hey, you know, this is there is a wall here, there is something down there, you know, I'm going to make my way, right? So our goal was, how do we do that with the drones? And so drones are like as intelligent as human with their cameras, and they can just go around without, you know, crashing with people and can accomplish their mission. So to do that, one of the things we need is a good vision.
Okay.
Vision simulation, right?
So we're talking about computer vision. So right. As in a drone, every robot will have a camera looking out the world. Then how do you make sense of the world? How do I see there is a wall, there is a person, there are leaves? That capability itself is one of the research areas. And if we have to enable such things on a drone, you will have to utilize something like that.
Right. So basically, one of the problems that we were running into was that we want to have this camera. Camera is capturing this image, and if human sees this video, right, he will say, "Oh, I want to go like this," right. So how do we do that in here? So to do that, we need a good simulator which captures the real world. In visually as well as physically. So in Unreal Engine, one of the things that has happened in last few years is we have got these graphics cards, which are pretty powerful, Titan X and 1080s and all this stuff. And now we are able to render this minute detail of the scene. So here you can see that, there is soft shadows. And once propeller starts running, we'll see shadows. They're also changing. And when there is a wind, there will be trees moving around. So all this vision input that we can feed in to, some deep learning models, some AI algorithms, and have make drone decisions just as if humans would make.
So you were able to take Unreal Engine, which really comes from a lot of first-person gaming and stuff like
That's
that,
right.
and take the tech that they've built out of those sort of gaming engines and port it back into the simulator you guys are using. They're using the same engine.
Absolutely.
So, definitely. So it uses the Unreal Engine, the capability of the graphics engine. But I'd like to also mention that that's just visuals.
Right.
A lot of work goes into building the physics behind drones.
Yes.
So when the propeller rotates, how much thrust they're providing. When you're inputting your joysticks, how should those be translated into the right commands so that the propeller, so that the drone can move in the environment? So the whole goal is both physical as well as visual reality, and Unreal Engine helps us with the visual reality. But for physical reality, which is much harder problem, we need a lot of engineering and support from the community as we move forward.
I also see down at the bottom here, you guys have different camera views. What are those things that you're interpreting there?
Yeah, so this is a depth camera. This is called object segmentation, and this is a vision camera. So this is a standard computer vision stuff. So depth camera here, each pixel tells you that how far that object is. Okay. So black means it's really far. Bright means it is closer.
Okay.
So if you have depth camera, you can basically know that where things are essentially, and you can make your way out of there, right? And this is the object segmentation. So here, every object is colored differently.
Okay.
So basically, what that means is that I can tell what is road, what is tree, what is a house, what is a roof on the house. And things like that. So these are the classic computer vision problems. So basically, lot of variants of autonomous driving algorithms will use these inputs to make decisions that, this is how the vehicle should go.
Yeah, and just want to mention that what you're seeing here is the camera on the drone and how he sees the world.
Right.
And then you have the corresponding depth and the segmentation map, as Sheetal explained.
Yeah. So let's start this video and see. So a few things I want to mention is that we are currently doing the hardware in loop simulation. So what that means is that we are actually talking to real flight controller that we'll be putting on the drone. So now these are the FPV views, and all of these are real times. And now here, a few things you can see, the texture on the road, these specular reflections, and this light rays coming out. So all this lighting that Unreal guys have built is really nice for, computer vision problems.
Oh, okay.
Because these are some of the things where, algorithms make mistake. So, we also have the collision detection and collision response. So we built our own physics engine. So our physics engine, one of the problems we encountered is physics engine has to be pretty fast. It has to be real time to do this kind of simulation. So in the hardware, everything runs at about 500 hertz of frequency, right? So you get 2 milliseconds of time slice where everything must happen. So currently we have built our our custom physics engine, which you know does collision detection, collision responses, and all this thing. So, and we also have this nice button, so you can just click on this button, and it will start collecting these images and data. So you can feed it into your AI algorithms, and train it and use the
That's for the GitHub link.
Yeah. So let me show you to. Our GitHub link.
All right, so you have a GitHub, and people can go there, download AirSim, put it on their own PCs, and play around with the simulator themselves, as well as help contribute to the simulator that you guys have started in the GitHub space.
Yes.
So we have a lot of places to contribute right now.
Okay.
So currently we have made the drone simulator. Essentially, we implemented the drone implementation for vehicle. But we want to implement fixed wings, means the airplanes.
Yeah.
We want to implement
drones aren't just quad rotors; they're planes and all sorts of stuff.
And one of the interesting things is the way the simulator has been architected is that you can instantiate your own vehicle, no matter how many quads there are, how many propellers there are, what kind of different surface of wings.
Okay.
You know.
Do you have to help provide the simulator the sort of the physics about the vehicle that you're
exactly.
putting into it?
Okay. So you need to define certain properties of the vehicles.
Okay.
And that's things like mass, moments of inertia, and things like those. But also, the entire architecture enables you to define those things as well as the pressure surfaces. So if you can have a fixed wing, you can actually have a simulation. Right, you can take your own vehicle, do all these measurements, instantiate that, and you're good to go.
And then you could fly the vehicle that you created in this
exactly.
space.
Exactly. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. So we are going to great length to make sure this is like very extensible, because what we want people to do is build more vehicles, like autonomous cars, is fairly easy to build with this simulator. So that plus all the physics model that we have, environment model we have, they are all plug and play.
So this, it's a great thing you said there, because this is not just about quad rotors, fixed wings, whatever. This can be applied, this environment could be applied to cars. And anything that you want to drive autonomously within the space that you guys have created as far as AirSim.
And if you want to take it further, it doesn't even have to have any kind of vehicle. If you just are interested in, say, computer vision, and you want to say, hey, what I'm going to do is I'm just going to use this engine to generate some vision data for depth maps or object segmentation.
Okay.
You have the capability of just using that.
So you can use it for all sorts of things. As long as you want an environment that you want to use to simulate what the real world is like.
Right. Exactly.
So there's another cool thing. So you can switch environments with literally 5 minutes of effort. So there is something called Unreal Marketplace, which has like literally hundreds of environments. So it has everything like a moon to Mars and everything in between.
Okay, so in the video you showed, it's like a city.
Yeah, it's like suburban.
Suburban street or whatever. But you can go download other graphical areas that look completely different and apply the simulator to that environment.
Yeah, so we have a couple of environments running in my office, which is like one is a 100 square mile area in New Zealand.
Oh, nice.
With like 12,000 foot mountains and all these things. And there is another environment with like snowy mountains. Then there is another environment with like old village.
And you could apply, I'm assuming you could apply different weather conditions and stuff around those environments at that time.
Yeah. So for that particular part, we are going to do one of the feature announcements, so it's very easy to do. Right now, it will require a little bit of tweaking settings.
Also, right now, the weather model is pretty basic, but I guess this, the future releases will entail for you to do very sophisticated simulations.
I prefer to fly in nice sunny weather with a lot of little wind because it's easier.
Then you should go outside and fly.
Well, around here it hasn't been awesome the last few months.
So there is another cool thing you can do is, so what we have implemented also is multi-vehicle capability. So what that means is that you can spawn off like 100 drones.
Oh, okay.
And you can do all these light shows. So like we have been seeing these videos of drone light shows.
Yeah, like they did at the Super Bowl with the drone swarms and making patterns and stuff like that.
So you can do those kind of stuff fairly easily with this simulator.
Awesome. So GitHub, we're going to talk a little bit about your GitHub, and then let's talk also about where people can get involved. And I'll put some link. You guys can give me some links. Yeah, we'll put them in the show notes that people could have links to go directly to your stuff. And
Definitely. I mean, this is an open source community. So if you feel that there is something lacking, you are welcome to go and build it yourself or put a request out to the community and hopefully someone will build it and, let us know.
Yeah. So the community response had been amazing. So initially when we released out, we were still working on a Linux build, we'll release in like 2-3 weeks. And we had like a couple of guys immediately sending us pull requests that, hey, Linux is compiling, take this. There were like a whole bunch of other, we had like almost 20 plus pull requests.
Nice.
Coming in like within like 2 weeks. And like we have like almost 17 contributors down there. The entire code base is built, so you can take out the parts. So for example, let's say you are building something and you want IMU simulation somewhere or magnetometer simulation somewhere.
Okay.
And right now, if you want something like that, and if you want to pull out from other complex systems, it will take a huge amount of time. You'll be probably lost in their code base at all and dependencies. One of the goals that we had in building the simulator is that we want to make all the parts very easy to pull out and use it in your code.
So it's like componentized each of the parts.
It is all C++ header library. So basically you just copy the code in your include folder and you have it.
Nice.
There is no need for
so you're making
building.
It easy for people to also expand and use the code that's in the GitHub. That
exactly.
You guys provided.
So as far as I know, this is the only code base right now that allows picking out sensor models and environment materials like in split seconds. We have put in like a lot of research work to build this model. So like if you like see the other simulators, a lot of other simulators out there, even commercial ones, they don't simulate magnetic field, for example, properly. They don't simulate angular drag. It's like some fake stuff.
Okay.
So what we do is we actually calculate all the cross sections and actually compute the real, how much friction you might face while you're rotating this way. And, if you're at North Pole, what will happen to you versus it with your equator. So these are one of those strengths of this core base, yeah.
All right. Very nice. And so is there other places besides the GitHub? I mean, GitHub, obviously.
The GitHub
Is there anywhere else where people might?
So GitHub is the main page. I mean, we do have an announcement page on the Microsoft domain as well. We'll share both with you. So.
And you'll give me the links.
Yeah,
I'll put
and then
in
we
there.
Have a paper that we wrote, which describes all the technical know-how. I mean, what goes into it. And again, you're welcome to read, send us comments, etc.
Nice. Awesome.
Right. And we have a Facebook group as well.
Yeah.
Here. Oh, Facebook. Okay. All right, so everything is there in the GitHub page.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, it's been great having you guys. This is pretty awesome. Well, I think I'm probably going to ask you to come back when you guys have, you guys will advance this and we'll probably do some more.
Definitely.
It'd be great to have you on again once you've gotten it further, maybe even after. You have some contributors from the community come, that would be cool, what people have done to it and where you've advanced it. That would be pretty awesome to have as well.
Sounds great. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thanks for coming.
Thank you.
Awesome having you guys here.
Yeah, thanks.
All right, and that's our show, and fly safe.